This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
If you're somebody who believed in co-sleeping with your children, and even though we know that our wonderful organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics do not recommend co-sleeping, people do it anyway. And then they find out the tough way how you've got to get that child out of your bed and into their own bed because nobody gets a good night's sleep. Here to give us the very best advice on this is Dr. Tanya Reamer-Altman. She's a pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, Dr. Altman, let's talk about getting your children out of your bed, whether they should have been there in the first place. Let's just assume they're there now. So how do you start with the two-year-old, the three-year-old, the eight-month-old, whatever the age is, getting that kid into their own room independently in their own bed?
That is such an important thing to do because as a parent, a mom of three, I know, and I talk to parents every day in my office, everybody needs more sleep, and we all sleep better and more safely when everybody is in their own bed all night long. So let's start with the toddlers, since you mentioned the two-year-olds. And often they might be transitioning from a crib to a big kid bed at this age. So what I usually recommend is the first thing you want to do is build excitement. So find a book or make up a story. There was an Elmo sleeps in his own big boy bed story that I read to my two older boys when they were young. And include that in your new bedtime routine. You can incorporate a new lovey. So let's say it's a special new pillowcase for their big bed or a stuffed animal or even something that they bring from their crib, like their old blankie or their doll into their big boy bed. And that'll just help them transition. You want to then go for it. So pick a specific night where you're going to start and don't look back. Make sure that all caregivers are on the same page. And then just keep your bedtime routine consistent and encourage those good sleep habits. So toddlers love praise and rewards. So hugs and kisses from mommy and daddy at bedtime and early in the morning work really well. And then don't forget safety. You may need to install a bed rail or remove the bed from the frame. I often recommend that parents just put a twin mattress on the ground. You don't need a big, fancy bed for two-year-olds. And some kids may even need a baby gate at the door so they don't wander around the house in the middle of the night.
So, okay, so it's okay to, because they do wander around the house in the middle of the night, or they come and they show up at your bed like some little ghost, and they're standing there, and you're like, whoa, you see them standing there, and then you walk them back to bed. So what if they do start wandering around, you walk them back to bed, then what? What if they just won't stay in there?
So definitely walking them back to bed is important. So typically parents will come to me and say, we just transitioned to a bed, or my child was sleeping in the bed well and then they got sick and they started coming into our room, and we let them into our bed a few nights in a row, and oh my gosh, our routine is totally all messed up now. If we put them back in their bedroom, they just scream, they run right out. What do we do? So in this case, I usually tell parents, it is going to be a challenging few nights in a row. Usually three nights can create a new routine in almost any age group. Sometimes I say a week because they don't call me back after two or three nights and say it didn't work yet. It never takes more than a week. But let's go with three nights right now. So what you want to do, again, is create that new routine. So look, mommy got you a new stuffed animal for your bed. We're going to do a bedtime routine. We're going to tuck you in, and mommy and daddy are going to leave kisses all over your bed. So when you wake up in the middle of the night, you have our kisses already there. You don't need to come into our room. And then the first night, you may need to stand outside the door all night. And when they get up and come out, you just put them right back. Say, don't engage in big conversations, no parties, no big hugs and kisses. Just it's bedtime, right back in your bed. And although the first night it may take a dozen times, the next night it'll be twice. And by the third night, they will be sleeping all night in their own bed. I guarantee it.
And what if they are screaming and sobbing and asking for drinks of water? Have you ever heard that Go the F to Bed book? It is absolutely hilarious. That book just kills me. But it is exactly spot on. They ask for a drink of water, or they say that they see a monster, or they say, and what if they start to scream and cry? What do you do?
Okay, so whatever they do as a stalling technique, you're going to add that into your bedtime routine.
Of course it is.
So let's say your daughter says, mommy, I need water. So now a sip of water is part of the bedtime routine before they go to bed at night. Going to the potty may be part of the bedtime routine. If they see a monster, doing your monster be gone spray or monster dance around the room or looking for all those monsters will just become part of your bedtime routine at night to help comfort your child And that way, that's one less thing that they have to worry about. And then when they ask for it, you say, oh, no, no, we already took care of that. Mommy already checked your room. There are no monsters there. It's okay to go to sleep. And mommy's kisses are already on your pillow, keeping you safe.
And I do like the prize thing. Like you say, if you stay in your bed, you know, you might find something special in the morning under your pillow, like a little, you know, dolly or a little sticker or something. But now let's jump backwards a little bit, Dr. Tanya, to the babies, because getting them into their cribs by themselves into a room is a lot of parents' nightmares every day. They're screaming and the crying and nobody gets any sleep. It's a miserable experience. What do you recommend? Can parents, because they tend to pick them up, and then that takes everything back again to the beginning.
Well, the first few months, your baby does need to feed when they wake up every 3 to 4 hours. But you can still start a regular bedtime routine in the first 2 to 3 months of age. It doesn't need to be long. Something like bath if it's bath night, pajamas, book, feed, swaddle, in bed, and lights out. They may even fall asleep when they're feeding those first few months, or you'll rock them to sleep. And that's okay in the first 3 months. But I always warn parents that by 3 months of age, maybe 4, you really want to continue your bedtime routine, but end with placing your baby in the crib awake so they can learn how to put themselves to sleep. Because if you're always feeding them to sleep, rocking them to sleep, dancing them to sleep after 3 or 4 months of age, they're going to rely on you in the middle of the night for those rituals. So they should fall asleep on their own. And around 6 months of age, you mentioned your producer there had a six-month-old. By 6 months of age, they really don't need to sleep. They don't need to feed anymore in the middle of the night. So they should be able to sleep for 6 to 8 hours, again, if you let them. So you want to keep the bedtime routine consistent, allow them to fall asleep on their own. And if they wake up in the middle of the night, give them a few moments before you jump in. Often, they can soothe themselves back to sleep. My one-year-old, even last night in the middle of the night, he woke up and started talking to himself. I just stayed there in my bed thinking, please don't cry, please don't cry, put yourself back to sleep. And he talked to himself for 15 minutes. He went back to sleep, and he slept his usual 10 hours at night like I got him used to. But too many parents will jump in and intervene when they hear that little grunt or noise and kind of break their child's sleep cycle. So often you want to give them a little time and see if they can soothe themselves back to sleep.
And are you allowed to, like, pat their back and then, or even sit in the room so that they feel comfortable? And most parents, and we only have a minute and a half left, Dr. Tanya, they can't stand the crying, though. I mean, is there anything wrong when a child cries when they're trying to put themselves to sleep?
It is so hard to hear your child cry. I understand. I've been there. It really depends on the age. You know, for babies, often just going in and patting them and soothing them to kind of help comfort them, let them know you're there is fine. As they get older, crying might be sort of their way of saying, hey, I know that if I cry, mommy's going to come in and pick me up and have a party with me in the middle of the night. So if that's the case, if it's an older infant that's standing up in the bed, you know, it might be time to go in and put them back down in their crib, give them one peck, say it's nighttime, and leave to try to teach them to sleep through the night again on their own. Sleeping skills are so important and can be learned at a young age. There are so many adults who aren't good sleepers, so it's very important to teach your kids how to sleep on their own throughout the night when they're young, and that can really just develop a lifetime of healthy sleep habits, which are
it
so important
certainly
for everybody
does.
In the family.
It's such great advice. Absolutely great advice. And you all know, listeners, if you listen to my show, I am the sleep police. But as a result, my 13 and 15-year-old go to sleep early and sleep all night long because that's what I started teaching them. So as Dr. Tanya says, you have to start early and you have to be consistent and you have to not let your children throw a little party with you in the middle of the night. I love that. You're listening to Healthy Children with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics right here on Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information we were giving, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.